Shut the
fuck up. We'll do it live. We'll do it live. Do it live. I can all write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
In 5, 4, 3.
But enough of this palaver. Let's get the show on the road.
Welcome to Hoodcast. What's up, everybody? This is a super positive show, I guess. I don't know what's going on.
What's going on?
What's going on, Cobra?
Michael wants to
know. I don't know. Not much,
on.
Man. Episode 201. We broke the cusp of 200, and now we stride forward into the future onto what, 250 or 300? What do you want to set the next mark?
Let's set it low. I don't want people to think that we're better than we are, and then we always have to be better. You know, it's like when you go to work. And if you do a really, really good job, they expect that from you every day. So only right. Do what needs to be done, but do it good.
Okay, so we're on our mission to 202.
Hell yeah. Dude, we're like AA, you know, like live it day by day, minute by minute.
Week by
dude.
Week, fellas. Yeah.
Look, if it's easier to achieve.
I'm here for this week's episode. And yes, I'm a Hoodcast alcoholicologist.
See, it reminded me of because what you were saying, like I was like, what's going on? You're like, I don't know, what's going on?
Marco,
like that's that Lost Boys scene where they're all going to the train tracks to hang, literally hang.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like you need to be part of the crew, man. You know, it's like, what's right. going on?
What's
going I don't know.
On,
what's going on, Mikey?
Who wants to know?
I don't know. I think Cobra wants to know. I think we should let Cobra
I think
know
we should let
on.
Michael
yeah.
know what's going on.
And then, like, yeah. you know, you die.
You're like a super fan of that movie, huh?
I love the fucking Lost Boys, man. Why isn't anyone making figures other than Hot Toys or Sideshows? You know, why hasn't anyone got the license? I mean, look.
Echo, right?
Funko did, but these aren't figures. I'm not talking about vinyl fucking stupid statues or something or a duck that's shaped like David the Vampire. Nah. We need actual figures, you know, and not the old expensive NECAs. Look, we need new ones. At least NECA should re-release their shit, you know, something.
Come on down.
I mean, the movie is almost timeless.
It's good. I mean, I haven't seen it in a long time, but I mean, I remember every time I had a chance to watch it, I definitely watched it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if it was
on
TV.
And I like it. It's a good one. And I've always liked it more of a kind of a sci-fi movie more than a horror movie.
Yeah, it's not a horror movie. I don't think it's scary at all, and I never did as a kid, although I'm a hard person to scare. I watched the worst movies when I was a kid, but it was just cool. The vampires were fucking awesome, but, you know?
Right.
They still dress cool to me. I still think they look fucking cool. Mullets are fucking in, man, and they're back in again.
Now you know
what
they definitely
know.
Are. They definitely are. Yeah.
I go to
you can't grow a mullet. You can at least grow the back of your shit, right?
I can. Die. I can grow a skullet.
Like a rat, you can get the whole side joint
yeah,
going and everything.
It's called a skullet, dude.
And then you could probably do the comb over like former President Trump, maybe?
No, I wouldn't do a comb over. I'd rock that shit hard like Hulk Hogan.
Right. You just put the do-rag on?
Who is that dude who did it like he was, you know, like a metal dude? Devin Townsend. Who does the Wall of Sound type of shit. Strapping Young Lad was his other band that everyone knows. But, like, he had the skullet for a long-ass time where he was bald. And he was a metal guy, dude. And he would braid it and shit. It'd be all braids. But, yeah, it was the skullet, dude. Everyone called it the skullet.
There you go.
It was fucking awesome. And he rocked it, dude. He knew what he was doing. And he'd, like, wear, like, glasses, too, to, like, look smart. But it's like, dude, you got a skullet, man. You're either a... Like some music producer who puts it back in a ponytail like Paul Heyman used to, or, you know, you're just some loser on a couch. I don't know. You're the Aqua Teen Hunger Force neighbor, you know, Carl.
Yeah.
Hey, come over here. Get out of my pool. I can't do it, Carl. Yeah, it's too hard. But we do have a word of the day, man.
Oh, that shit again?
Yeah, why not?
All right, let's do it.
All right. No, because, like, look, we speak too much ignorant shit, you know, and, like, this, we're not doing no Urban Dictionary shit, you know, like, we did that before. Now we need to learn some real shit. Look, this shit, dude, my ninja, this is from, like, Webster said this shit, you know?
Like, right.
This is good stuff. Mary Shelley's Webster's Dictionary or whatever it is. You know, they invented the Frankenstein word. But this word of the day is antediluvian. Antediluvian.
Antediluvian or antediluvian?
Antediluvian.
Diluvian, huh?
Yeah, it sounds all like Star Wars or Star Trek-y, right?
Star Trek, yeah.
Well, they all pull from biblical times, and that's what this has to do with. Like, it means of or belonging to the time before the biblical flood. I think it means, like, ante is like no or not or before, and then diluvian means the great flood in the ancient language, maybe. I'm just
so it means a time before the Noah's Ark joint.
Yeah, and his wife, Joan of Arc.
So you realize the way it didn't rain for 40 days and 40 nights. What happened was God opened the heavenly dome. He opened the windows up there. He opened the dome, and because
are you talking about flat Earth shit?
Yeah, because our sky is blue because of outside of the dome is actually water.
Oh, okay. And he let the water in.
He let the water in. It's in the Bible, dude. On
and like up. And they do it to because like there was like I don't know Genosha or whatever those first cities were that were they were just doing butt rape. They even named a town after butt rape. They called it Sodom because they knew what they were doing. They were just constantly butt raping. And so they called it Sodom. And now we have a rule or a law, old law against sodomy, which is, you know, reprehensible. Yes. But yeah, that's the Bible, man. But look, it also means at the same time, it means like if you use it in normal common day verbiage, which it's in the adjective, it means ridiculously old fashioned. So
anti-delusional?
No, it's antediluvian.
Oh, diluvian, that's right.
Antediluvian. So
antediluvian. Oh, how the fuck are we going to use that in, like...
I don't know. That's what makes it, like, good, you know? So, look, I'll use it in a sentence. Yo, Tina, yo drip be antediluvian.
Or you could be like, man, I had the runs last night, and my wife gave me a cup of antediluvian.
I think I lost all the PB shit. I don't know why my phone didn't save it. But we don't have to do that fucking clip every time. That it gets annoying. You know, we don't have to do that every show. We're smart people here. We don't need we don't need the PB clip every time.
We don't. That clip is very antediluvian.
It's antediluvian, not antediluvian. Yeah. But whatever, you know, it is what it is. So now we got some smarts built up in us. And now I think we can... you know, do some action figure news, which, you know, these figures are brand new, so they're not even antediluvian.
No, they are actually non-antediluvian.
Ooh, even bigger word, like a hyphenated word. I like it.
Yes.
Or it could be. I don't fucking know.
Yes. Or there can be un-antediluvian.
I don't think that's it. But sure, why not? There could be ear antediluvian. I like putting ear in front of words that don't need it.
Right.
Ear regardless. It sounds pretty good, but people say it's wrong, but it means the same thing. Sure. Why can't I say it? I sound smarter.
Yeah.
Let's do the news.
Join the Hoodcast AF Patreon for bonus media and episodes. It's cheaper than the garbage you buy on a daily basis. Cheaper than $1 a week, you could have access to tons of bonus episodes and content. For only $3 a month, you will be indoctrinated into the Hoodcast cult collective. And now the action figure news.
I just want to point out before we get into the action figure news that the YouTube, the Hoodcast YouTube, will be coming out with videos. I got a couple videos on deck that do involve Cobra and some weird shit that we find at La Pulga. Some of it I have to blur out a little bit just because it's YouTube, but I may not. I may hide some secret shit in there or blur it, like, you know, 1 second and then blur it. You know how, like, they do that on YouTube where they'll show something and then blur it, like, 1 second later? I might just do that. But, yeah, check it out. By the time the show airs, this episode of Hoodcast AF, I think the YouTube should be up there. At least two episodes of, like, toy hunting and shit like that. So there's going to be a lot more. So stay tuned, man. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's what I think about that.
This week. And the news. That's right. First up, Mondo. So Mondo is now doing 6.5 scale. Or that's what they call it. They're 6.5 inch figures, I think. But they're going to do the real Ghostbusters, like the cartoon.
Right.
The cartoon was fucking dope, man. I love that cartoon. I would always watch it as a kid. And then when it was on reruns, I would try to find it, and they would have like a block of it or something. They were all really interesting, man.
And the other animated Ghostbusters blows.
The
Ghostbusters.
Right.
The one with the
monkey.
The one that they had to gave them the problem that made them have to be the real Ghostbusters.
Right. That show sucked ass.
Yeah.
And they drove around in some bone car thing.
Yeah.
Jalopy. Yeah, I don't fucking know. And they had a monkey or an ape. I don't know. Did they even bust Ghosts?
I don't even know, man. It just sucks so bad.
I seen like one or two episodes. They're on YouTube, and I was like, what the fuck is this shit? Man, I don't even remember this. It must have not got a long run.
Well, the real Ghostbusters is dope because I think I love the intro. I used to love how it was animated. I thought they, you know how like Turtles had that one dope ass intro, but when you watch the actual episode, it's drawn like shit.
Right. Yeah. They're all bubbly and cartoony. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, because they got to pump out of those episodes, you know, every.
But
fucking...
also, like, dude, the cartoon intros for kids were fucking dope. X-Men was dope. Like, the song was fucking got you incredibly pumped for it, and it still does.
Bro, Thundercats was the shit. That was one of the best intros, too. Yeah.
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 G.I. Joe. I don't remember G.I. Joe.
Yeah, it was good. It's good. It's great. It's great. I like it. I mean,
better on the movie. Better in the movie, but.
Yeah. Transformers had a great intro.
Yeah, I do remember that, too. I mean, the Transformers movie had a better soundtrack, but yes.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, these 6.5 real Ghostbusters, and they emphasize like on accessories and the ghosts that come with. So that's cool. I hope they like. I remember there was an episode with like this haunted house and this evil demon that lived in the attic, and the episode almost scared me as a kid just thinking about that. You know, I don't know. It was a weird episode, but I really liked it. I can't remember exactly what happens, but it seemed cool.
Sure.
But also. Well, I guess we'll learn more about those Ghostbusters at San Diego Comic-Con this year. They're also doing some 1/6 scale versions of Thundercats, briefly mentioned. So, yeah, they're starting off with Lionel, you know, and I'm sure they'll have a deluxe version. But this is just a rendering, and he comes with, like, Snarf! Snarf! But that's it so far for Mondo.
It's just a rendering, though, right?
Yeah, it's just a cartoon rendering, you know, not even like a computerized fucking thing. It's just, you know, it's going to look dope. It's Mondo, you know. It's going to be like $200 or whatever or more. I don't know exactly. Probably more because it comes with a Snarf.
Dude, it's got the claw, the small sword, the big sword, the book. Of course, the exclusive will have the more better shit. But, I mean, it should be dope. Mondo's... This is going to be 1/6, 1/6 scale, man.
Do you think Mondo is going to take over for Super 7? Like, because they're getting this, like, similar licenses other than, you know, the musical shit. And now that they're doing 6.5 scale, I know that these real Ghostbusters have kind of been done by Mattel and Maddie Collector or whoever else, Diamond Select, I'm not sure. But I know they've been done before because I've seen them, like, sit at toy stores before, you know, that people want, the toy stores want, like, the reseller toy stores want like a pretty penny for them, you know, and I'm sure they do sell eventually, but yeah, it's, you know, like 65, 75 a figure for those real Ghostbusters, and they're not 6.5, they're I think they're a little bigger, they're like 7 inch, I think, I don't know, they just look weird and like misproportionate to me, that's why I've never bought them, the old ones.
The best ones out right now, is it Super 7 that does the Thundercats?
Yes, and that's one of their under Turtles. That's their next biggest line because they did the Thunder Tank, they did the castle thing or whatever.
The castle and all that. Those aren't bad. They're kind of expensive though.
Yeah, well, Super Seven's $55 for every fucking figure, but Mondo, these Ghostbusters are going to be released in two packs, so they're going to get their money's worth. You know, by selling two packs rather than, you know, just one figure at a time with a decorative box that displays open. I don't even know how Mondo boxes their figures or how they're going to do their 6-inch figures. So I'm sure it's going to be window packaging, you know, like everyone does. I don't know if it's going to have like a cover box or shipper box. All that shit was stupid. I mean, that's a good idea for Super 7 to make them seem more valuable, but you don't need the shipper box and the cover box. People want to display the figure open, and nobody wants to pay the extra fee for all that shit. It's garbage. It makes it look nice.
I don't see the need. I don't really see the need for these Ghostbusters, bro.
I mean, they already got
them out, you know?
I mean, years and years ago. And they're not these ones will be more accurate, I want to say, to the show.
Yeah, I get it, but there's no need. I don't see the need for it, dude. It's like,
except for when fucking price. Dave Coulier took over fucking what's his name's Peter Venkman's voice. I hated that. Hey, Spud. Like, Dave Coulier, dude, go back to fucking doing Popeye and shit on fucking Full House. You can't be Peter Venkman.
Bro, his impressions on Full House used to blow.
He's terrible.
Dave Coulier is not funny whatsoever.
Cut it out. Come on. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I'm a creepy uncle. I didn't even live in the basement. I never molested anybody. That's how cool I am. Cut it out, all right?
They never had to do the two-way mirror trick in those bathrooms. Cut it out.
Dude, he was the shittiest character on that show too, and I watched the shit out of that show.
Did he ever like all the other two guys? They, of course, John, the Stamos guys. He, you know, they both got laid. That dude never brought bitches around.
He did bring one, and then like she wanted to get married and stuff, and he's like, no, I want to like stay here with the kids, and you know, like. Watch them grow.
Yeah. You want to see them blossom. But,
I'm speaking of my memory. I'm not sure if he actually said that, but, you know, he's a nerd burglar, so whatever. Yeah.
Like I said, hey, ga-ga-ga-ga-ga, meow, you better check them two-way mirrors in the girl's bathroom.
Yeah, and I'm sure Michelle was like, do Popeye again. Nah.
Yeah.
So what, you want me to shut the fuck up?
You got it, dude.
Right.
And then we cheer because she said, you got it, dude. We're like, yeah, she's so cute. She said, you got it, dude.
Yeah, and that's not ice cream.
Whoa.
Well,
there was an episode where she ate ice cream for breakfast, but I think Uncle Jesse served it to her.
Right.
Hey, Uncle Jesse was a badass. He drove his motorcycle around the edge of a building.
Right.
Yeah. Like, that's a thing.
And what's with that dickhead thinking he can, like, play instruments and shit?
Dude, he wrote the song Michelle Smiling on the show. And he really sang it. And it was, like, his band.
Yeah.
I mean, and also he was also in the Beach Boys for real. He played the bongos.
Didn't he play drums or some shit?
Bongos, man. He played the bongos. Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. He's a real musician. And that song he did, like, Michelle's not home. She's not eating. She doesn't know what ice cream is. Michelle's not smiling. Like he did that whole video. Remember? And then he wrote that song about the twins, and they actually made a video that was going to air on the show, and it was him crawling around through candles. I don't know what... I forget that song. Look, it was more my era than your era. Your era was like...
I watched it.
Your era was like a bunch of racist shows.
like in Archie Bunker or whatever. It was. Which, if you guys ever want to see some, like, how the fuck did this air on TV? Shit, just go and look up Archie Bunker reels, because it's like, I mean, we talked about this, and
yeah,
there's one word that we shouldn't use,
right?
But you said we could use the other one, the other version of the same word.
Oh, sure, yeah. If it's in context, go ahead, be my guest.
Well, yeah. Well, there's the clip. I couldn't believe it, and it's funny as hell if you can be up to the humor, but. You know, he's like chilling in his chair, and the lady's like, he's like, yo, what are you doing here? Isn't it like dinner time? Why are you at my house? And she's like, oh, well, I'm here to visit so-and-so. And my husband usually does most of the cooking at my house. And then he looks at her and he's like, well, does everybody know? And then she goes, no, what? And he's like, that he's a fag.
And he's still sitting in his chair. He don't fucking move, dude. He just says whatever the fuck he wants. And,
and
he gets a laugh, man.
Yeah.
No, but that show was about, you know, differentiating, branching out on that shit, you know?
It was just whatever it was.
Sure, yeah.
I just know that shit. Every clip I ever watch of that shit is like, wowzer.
There was, I remember watching, you know, what's the two fucking gentlemen that run the junkyard?
Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Son, yeah. And like fucking Mr. Miyagi comes on there and he wants to buy like the fucking junkyard, you know, and fucking Red Fox is fucking pissed. You know, he's like, hell no, I got a lot of history in here. And then, like, Miyagi's like, oh, no. You know, and he's like, don't touch me, egg roll. I laughed so hard. You know, that was only, like, you know, some years ago I was watching it. It was just on TV. I was watching it. I was like, holy shit, that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And now people are touchy-feely. You can't call an Asian person an egg roll.
No.
You can't. But if you're bros, I think it would be funny, you know? Look. You can, like, you know, as an Asian person, you can make your eyes round and go, uh-oh, hot dog, hamburger, and I'll laugh, too, because I'll go, I eat those. I recently bought a hot dog steamer, so I know. I like my dogs good cooked. I don't want no fucking boiled or fucking, you know, at-home
dogs. What do you mean, hot dog steamer?
Dude, Amazon, it's like $40, sometimes $32. And you can get it with like a Coca-Cola label or whatever imprints on it. But it's a steamer, and it's like a big box. It'll also steam your buns. Dude, isn't it fucking...
Yeah, that's what you need it for.
So I'll buy those like Casper dogs and shit. They kind of stopped making them. I can't find them anymore. I found them at Safeway for $10 a fucking 5-pack.
Costco used to have them. Yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah, so I bought that because I wanted good dogs, you know?
Yeah.
Like ones that pop in your mouth.
No Diddy.
No Diddy. And it only took like, you know, maybe like 15 minutes. The buns were steamed. The dogs were perfectly cooked. And
that's good shit.
I had all the fixings to put on top, whatever you want. Cheese dog, which I don't
know. The mayonnaise, the cheese.
I had my first cheese dog. And
you loved it.
No, I was not impressed. I grated the cheese too, or you know, the fig wife did. I was not impressed. I was like, there's too much cheese on this. It takes away from everything, and all I taste is fucking cheese.
Well, then you put too much on it.
No, that's what they say you're supposed to do. You're supposed to cover it in cheese.
Well, I mean, there's a
I'm not with it. I'm not with it. The cheese dog is out. I tried it. I'm done. I knew I wouldn't like it, and I tried it trying to like it. Nah, I'd rather eat it plain.
So what you're saying is you step to it with an open mind.
Yes. I was like, how do you know you wouldn't like it?
Right. Okay. Well, at least you gave it a try, dude.
Next up, MacFarlane. Open up a package up, a package up. Open up a package up, my MacFarlane. Look, just when I think I'm out, I keep wanting to be out. I want to be out of fucking McFarlane's. I just want to be done.
Yeah.
They're the only kind of DC motherfuckers out there doing this. And, once I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
Yes.
Yeah, so he showed off the Bane and Batman 2-pack, and this is the Breaking the Bat Bane. We all know it was going to come. We knew it.
Yeah.
We just didn't know when it was going to pop in our mouth like a good fucking dog that the skin...
Casper Gow.
Perfectly steamed, yes. If you don't have Caspers, I guarantee you have some hot dog place that uses the same kind of dogs that they're just so good. They're like crisp, you know, a little
bit.
Yeah,
it's just a different casing that they make their hot dogs in, that's all.
What is that casing?
I don't know. I forget which one it is. It could be... No, not lamb. It's not the pig casing. Pig casing is usually what we use.
But it's intestines, though, right?
Yeah, it's the intestines, yeah. Yeah. It's a different casing that they use. I forget what animal it is, but dude, it's more expensive.
Who thought that up? Like, okay, we'll take the intestines of this animal, clean it out. We'll grind up a bunch of meat and just shove it in. Oh, I know who invented it. Germans. They're dangerous people, man. They made lamps out of motherfuckers. They know what they're doing, man. We use everything. We learned it from the Native Americans.
According to Primo Time, they even invented fucking corridos.
Yeah, dude. Because they came over to Mexico and were like, this place is fucked. We got to get them better music. Here's a fucking,
Yeah, that polka, the polka music is a lot of inspiration to the Mexican music, dude.
Absolutely, man. I mean, crazy, a lot of people settled out there. See, this is why we sound like dumbasses, but we know the word because that was a long time ago. That is very antediluvian.
Exactly.
Means old as fuck.
Yeah.
You know,
antediluvian.
I like to go to a lot of antediluvian stores and look for antediluvian shit that I can sell for more money.
Right.
I'm going to start an antique shop called Antediluvian and see if people even know what it is. They won't.
They won't come in because of the name.
Yeah, probably not. But, no. Also with McFarlane, he showed off Batman Futures End Glow-in-the-Dark Edition. So it's the Batman with all the tentacles and the Joker face on the back, but it's a glow-in-the-dark version. Whatever. I think it's
that was actually a Build-A-Figure.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's like a slap in the face to everybody who went out and bought those joints, and then all of a sudden now it's you could just cop it with some glow on it,
right? On Amazon, so yeah, super easy. But he also showed off his White Knight Batmobile, which is a gold label McFarlane store exclusive. So it's got the silver kind of front with the wheels, and then the. You know,
so ugly, bro.
I don't think it's that ugly. It's fine.
The weird totem pole things with the wheels in the front.
It's interesting. It's not the worst Batmobile that I've seen.
But you actually like that thing?
No, I would never buy it. I don't care for it. It's not the worst Batmobile, though. Like, there's
it
worse.
It is.
Nah, there's worse.
Which one? Example.
There's many of them. If I was looking at them, I'd point them out. I would say that even the Batmobile from the Schumacher film is terrible looking. I fucking hate it.
The Batman?
I don't know what it's called. The Schumacher film.
I don't know what the fuck Schumacher film.
That's the third Batman or something, I think, right?
Oh, with all the blue and the fins and shit? Yeah, that was...
The rock opera, that
yeah, one. Yeah, that one's shit, yeah.
And then, it drove around real slow and stupid, It just looks stupid, yeah. Man.
That was hella whack, that one.
And then, it got its rockets and kind of flew up a little bit. It's just so dumb. What they did within the film was dumb. And it drove up the wall. That's just stupid.
Yeah, that one was ugly. That one's, I would say that's up there with that. The new one they're just putting out then.
I mean, the best one is, the first Batman film.
89.
That one had so much character. You can look at it on the front, and it looks like a Batman character or Warner Brothers. It's its own character. The Batmobile needs to be its own character. Now, this White Knight shit, it is not its own character. Like, the Batman Batmobile in Dark Knight Rises or whatever, that's not, it doesn't really have its character, It's a tactical vehicle that does shit. It's cool.
Yeah, I did that. I felt the same way, but it was just badass. It just did so much dope shit. That's
I
what
get
it. Was
I great. Like it as a tactical vehicle, but I don't like it as Batman's vehicle. I get it for that film trying to make sense of shit a little bit, you know, but it doesn't have its own character, I don't think, which the Batmobile should have its own character.
I get your point.
Next up, Four Horsemen Studios. So, Legion's Con will be November 10th or 9th and 10th in New Jersey. So, they showed off their second set that will be available there. And it's, of course, it's like a kitbash repaint of a bunch of figures and a bunch of different accessories. But they have the Amazing Alien and Creature Creator 2-pack. I didn't read anything about the story of this, but like, it kind of reminds me of like Aliens, but before Aliens, the what do you call like the other movies?
Oh, Prometheus.
Prometheus. So like you have like the engineers who created the aliens or used them.
Yeah.
You know, that's what this kind of reminds me of. Even though it's just kit bashing their figures and repainting them, they repainted them kind of green and blue and weird like that. But when they mentioned like, you know. What is it, like Alien or Creature Creator? That just reminded me of that, you know? And I think they should take that darker kind of image to their space fucking line, you know?
I wish they would. I don't know what you're trying to
say. I'm saying, like, it just reminded me of Aliens, which Aliens is a darker kind of space shit that I like, you know, other than, like, space shit that's all...
Oh, I get what you're saying. More of a monstrous type of scary type
evil.
And
I like that shit. I like all the Mythic Legion stuff, but I like the horror stuff, the evil stuff.
Yeah, because their space shit is like glowing skeleton head dude, and like
I like that too, but
and like the blob guy, and like,
you know, it's like
insect homeboy,
right? And that's, you know what I mean? You know, that's cool
the
enough.
Slug Vato, you know,
Slug
what I'm saying?
Vato. Ah, dude, I'd buy a Slug Vato. Hell yeah.
Slug Vato! Hey, what's up, Slug Vato?
Dude, why can't Slug Vatos be in space?
Right.
Why not?
Well, I don't see why not.
Why wouldn't they make a Slug Vato?
Yeah, and they come from the Vatio anti-delusionist.
Anti-delusionist. Yeah. Dude, they're hella antediluvian. Because, look, that could antediluvian should be its own place. There's Irdiluvian, pre-diluvian. I hate pre-diluvian.
Pro-diluvian.
Well, no. Fuck those pro-diluvians. They're all wearing their...
They're over there taking over campuses and shit.
All their, like, make diluvian great again hats.
Yeah, get that bullshit out of here, right? Diluvian pride.
Diluvian lives matter. Come on.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Come on,
that shit.
Dog. We don't play that shit around here.
Come on. Look, you just got no job. So you want to go out there and cause violence and protest.
Right. Yeah, them fucking slug
dudes. Hey, look,
dude.
There's a pallet of space bricks. It just appeared.
Hey, who brought over these plastic bags and told us to put a canned food in it and swing it around like a mace? Those damn diluvians.
Those anti-diluvian antifas.
Yeah. Antifluvians.
Oh, they're called entities. Entities. I don't look. This space shit is just too far. I'm good at, like, you know, fantasy mythical shit, you know, from the Middle Ages, you know. Not this future shit. I'm not good at it. Unless it's evil as fuck. Or space Vatos. I'm down with space Vatos. I'd be in Space Vatos, the movie, but, you know, I'd be Gringo.
Right.
Or I'd be Space Gringo. I don't know.
El Gringo, El Cosmico.
Yeah, I'm Gringo Cosmico.
Yeah.
For some reason, you have
to... Well, because it could be just like, you know, there was a Winnebago that flew around. Why not a fucking Impala 64?
Well, I mean, I think they have had that in other space. Like, didn't those space future people, they rode around the flying car and the Ninja Turtles.
All I know is them anti-diluvians, they know about the homeboys from a fucking Napoleon Dynamite because Pedro's cousin are the sweet got all the sweet hookups. Simon,
right?
aren't you Pedro's cousins and all the sweet hookups?
Yeah, they flew that car to space. They came from space to like space and time, you know. So they had to like change life so he can be a space vato later.
Well, every time the car hops, it folds space over
and time
and creates
an impact
through the you get what I'm saying,
right?
Here's the deal, folks. These Mexican people with their fancy dancy hopping cars are onto something.
Globalists. otherworldliest, I think the term is.
Well, what they do is they add hydraulic systems technology from the future to the wheel bearings and axle to the vehicles, which causes a jump and lift system.
I don't know, Rick. I think these antediluvians they just might be good people. I mean, you don't even know. I mean, we might they just do something, and they might just shoot us in the face. They might just be minding their own business.
Shut the fuck up, pussy.
All right. Good job, Four Horsemen. I got a box of your figures that I still haven't opened yet.
Open the mystery joint?
No, I'm going to do a video of
opening. Because you're all about video shit now, right?
Right. And it's a prize package, man. I explain it on the video, so.
Yeah, on the video.
Yeah, on the video. Oh, no. See, we're old school. We call it the video. But it ain't no. Come on.
It ain't a video.
It ain't.
Well, it is a video.
Well, kind of.
It's a digital recording video. It's not filmed.
Right. So
we don't use film.
When people tell me I can't film in here, I go, don't worry. I'm just going to take 60 pictures a second.
Yeah, exactly. It's a digital recording.
Next up, Hot Toys and Star Wars. So Hot Toys, first, they're doing their Cosby type of, I think they're called Cosby's. They're like Funko Pops, right? They look just Cosby? Like... Yeah, they're called Cosbi. They're not like, ooh, you don't know what the J's is all about.
Theo! Theo!
It's not that Cosby.
Okay.
They're like Funko Pops, but I don't know. I don't know if Hot Toys owns them or whatever, but they showed these things off, and there's like Grievous, Anakin, Vader, and a translucent Vader, and a Vader with, like, you know, his, like, thing broken from the show. Emperor Palpatine. Like, it's all the Sith Lords and shit like that, the bad guys. They look like Funkos. They don't have the dead eyes, but they do have the dead eyes. They look just like them. It's just another ripoff. I don't know what Cosby's are. They're like the little
they're things. Vinyl toys.
Yeah, they're vinyl toys. Like, you take a couple and you go to sleep. And then you wake up like, what the fuck did I just do?
You wake up like, why is there a condom hanging out my asshole?
Oh, I don't use condoms. I can't do a Cosby.
Oh, family thing.
I don't know.
I put the barbecue sauce in the spaghetti. That's
there you secret. Go. Ooh. There you go. It puts the lotion on his skin. I don't know.
See y'all. Get the lotion. I don't know my kids' names. I only know one.
I was a janitor once. Nobody watched it.
I was Ghost Dad. I'm invisible. So I just look at naked ladies. Woo!
I can't do Cosby at all. That's a weird Cosby. That's souped up, coked up Cosby. but yeah.
Sounds like Django Cosby.
Whoa. Hot Toys, though, they had this Hong Kong expedition thing and exhibition, that's what I mean. So they had like all these like cool characters, like Sith Lords, bad guys, you know, all kinds of shit, like Darth Revan, Lord Starkiller, and these are 1/6 scale Hot Toys, man. Super cool. They had them all lit up and everything. Emperor Palpatine, Vader, all different kinds of Vaders, Kylo Ren, Count Dooku, Darth Maul on his fucking speeder from episode 1. Yeah. They had Night Troopers from Ahsoka, Enoch from Ahsoka, and everyone else from Ahsoka. You know, I forget their names, but they had also a Death Trooper, which was really cool. I thought, like, just because they had, like,
Shadow Trooper.
No, it's called Death Trooper. It's the Death Trooper. And,
sure.
Yeah, and he had like a backlit wall that comes with him. It's probably the exclusive one, you know, or whatever. And it's like got the Death Star like little cutouts, but it's red.
With the red background, yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. They also had the Bark Speeder from Ahsoka. But recently they showed off a gold clone trooper. But it's only 2,500 are only being made, and it comes with like the swappable helmets, like different helmets from different.
Yeah, you can make them look like a clone. Yeah,
yeah, it looks dope as shit though. I really like it, but I'm not into like the clone trooper shit. But the movies, at least. But I think they're cool. But I like gold things. I'm like a fucking bird. But also, the one that like I really liked was the Luke Skywalker Dark Empire, which was the Dark Horse Comics that did it.
Hold on.
Dark Empire. That's when Luke almost like pretty much became Vader, because this figure, he's wearing like the Vader padded pants, and he's got the little like Vader breathing apparatus on his belt though, or that little light up thing, whatever it does. And he's got
That's fair.
He's fucking dope as shit though. I think it was.
Not exactly. I think it is Dark Horse who did this.
I think it is, because it was about, he's the evil Luke. And so the story was, in Dark Horse Comics, Luke was cloned because of his hand got cut off. They find his hand. But remember, like, you know, in The Force Awakens, she goes, that's a story for another time. About how she, like, finds the saber. That, I mean, that's in Force Awakens, whatever. And they never allude to it again.
Well,
his hand also got cut off. So somebody got a hold
of
his hand.
6 years after the destruction of the second Death Star, the galaxy thrust into turmoil, a reborn evil threatens to enslave the galaxy. That's what. Yeah, you're right.
So Luke was cloned. He was taught all the evil dark side ways. And I think this is who it's supposed to be. And he never turns good or anything like that. I don't know what happens in the comic book. I didn't read it. Do I own it? I own some.
Well, I have the original figure here, right here. The Kenner Collection fucking Power of the Force. I have that whole set.
It seems like in the new Star Wars trilogy that everyone hates, that's what they should have went with instead of cloning fucking Emperor or whatever. They should have cloned Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, they could have did that.
And even with part two being bullshit where he doesn't give a fuck about anything, that's perfect to deal with like an evil Luke, you know, who's like young and cool and like awesome. And then Kylo Ren has to fight him. Luke has to help, you know. It still would have been better, you know. I think that's what they were going for. And then something fucking happened and no one gave a fuck. Because, like, it all kind of alludes to that. Like, they're just doing the Dark Horse shit.
Well, they had to make it lame, remember?
Oh, yeah. Make it lame. Right. Yes. But they didn't make Finn gay.
Are you sure about that?
Well, no, because part three, he, like, kind of likes that other girl.
The Asian chick, yeah.
No. In part two, but yeah, he loves another. He didn't get with she kissed him, but in part
Rose.
Part three, there was like that other black girl, right?
Oh, I don't know. I've only seen part three once.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's fucked the balls.
No, but it's got good parts. Like, if they made an emperor with that fucking thing that holds him up, that's fucking cool. I like the visuals on that.
Part one and two were okay. Part one was good in my
two
opinion.
Was two was shit. Like, biscuits.
It was okay, but
I fucking
three
hated
was
two.
Terrible. Dude.
No,
so you put it all together and it's just crap.
Well, it is, yeah. But I'm just saying, visually, part three is entertaining, and it's fast moving, so I don't give a fuck. I like all the evil clone things. I like the Emperor shit. That's it. I'm out.
So but what else did they they show the Darth Maul, right?
Yeah, the Darth Maul and all that stuff. But also with the, you know, even going on with Star Wars, what's going to be the Hasbro Star Wars HasLab? Because that was supposed to be shown off already. And let me tell you, they put out a fucking message. They said, we know the antediluvian anticipation is high for the upcoming Star Wars The Vintage Collection HasLab. While we initially planned to unveil it this week, we're taking extra time to ensure it's as spectacular as Star Wars fans expect. The reveal is pushed back, but fear not, we promise it's worth the wait. We'll share more details, blah, blah, blah. Is this the Death Star thing that Chisel promised us, like on the shit he sat in on, or is this going to be like there's rumors that there is a full Cantina set coming out that's a HasLab, which is like, if it comes with all the fucking dude, you imagine all the tiers with all the different aliens and shit,
right?
That would be kind of cool just to watch it. I wouldn't.
And that'd be Black Series scale.
No,
it's the Vintage Collection.
Vintage Collection, yeah. Which they made part of the Cantina in Vintage Collection, but they didn't make the whole fucking thing.
Yeah, they do like little wall sections and shit, right?
Yeah. That's it for that. Next up, Tamashii Nations. And this is the DX Soul of Chogokin. Who you say? No, this is Mecha Godzilla. From 1974. This shit is dope as shit, man. 10.6 inches. Lights and sounds. So it's got even got multicolor eyed features and shit like that. Like the eyes will change. His chest opens and shit, and he's got lights in there. And he's got all kinds of sounds, which I don't give a fuck about sounds, but whatever. He also has, you can change out his arms and limbs, and he can go into flight mode. And he just, like, flies forward. But, dude, this is what I'm used to, the original one. He's got the nose guns on his fucking beak. He's got, like, two cannons, man. He's fucking dope as shit. I really love this. But for, you know, almost 11-inch figure, he's $253. And it's not diecast. If it was diecast, I'd be like, okay, $253. I see that. Because he's metal. He's got some metal parts. That would be cool. It's almost like a Transformer. But I love Mechagodzilla is my favorite Godzilla.
I mean, he's cool.
Yeah. I like most of them. I even like the new movie.
I think I just said this recently. I super love Godzilla. Like, I'm a fan of Godzilla. But, like, as an adult, it's weird how I love all the shit I loved as a child and as a young man, but that's like one of the things that I used to really like a lot that I really just doesn't like. I kind of grew out of Godzilla. It's kind of, I don't know, whack. I don't
know. No, I get it. You know, I don't go around watching a bunch of Godzilla movies and shit, you know, but I remember it from my past, and I have the Mezco, you know, Ultraman that I got, you know, off Amazon for $60. And it's a cool-ass figure, and I need people from the fight. And I did buy some cheap-ass shit, you know, like $10, $15 figures that will work with them. Of, you know, the turtle ninja dude. He's not a ninja. He's not a ninja. You know, whatever his fucking name is. And I have a Mechagodzilla that, you know, the same rate. But it's not this Mechagodzilla. This, he'd be too big, though.
Tubuku. Yeah.
That's it for the news. Let's move into recent acquisitions.
I make a discount, girl. You gonna give it to me. Walmart employee, Target team member. Give me that shit. Give me your phone number. Call me later when it's in stock, yo. We got that Casey Raff 2-pack. Gonna sell it to you out the motherfucking bag. Cause you hood cast for life. Gonna be there. Gonna take it real time.
Recent acquisitions of what we picked up this week. Yo, Cobra. What'd you
get? What's up? excuse me. It was a light week. I picked up the Slacker, Turtles of Grayskull. The
Slacker.
Yeah, the it's the Faker and Slash.
You're really into those crossover. Turtles of Grayskull.
I'm all the way in on it.
You're trying to get all of them.
Now I'm all the way in on it. Yeah.
I mean, I like the presentation of them, but I just can't jump into a Motu line. Can't do it.
Well, it's like two things I love put together. Now, I'm not going to front. In the beginning, I didn't really like, and I don't like all of them, because I've seen all of them that are coming out, but they're not all great. And I'm not saying they're like hella ill. There's just something I enjoy right now.
No, man. Yeah, like I get it.
Yeah.
I haven't been into Motu in a long time, but there was a time where I was, and you know, I call that Thursday. But I'm back out of it again. See, it's just
random. Well, it just, what happens is I had FOMO over it the other day because, you know, like one of them is already on sale for like $7 clearance, that Mouse Jaw one. But yeah, they just put out the Slacker one the other day, and I literally seen it and went down to, you know, like, went and had to go hunt for it and shit. I put a little IG bit out on it, but
I saw that.
Yeah, I'm like, cool. I gotta get them all. But there is a sick ass Krang that came out March. I didn't know it's a Walmart exclusive.
I love Krang. I would probably want the Krang. Yeah,
it's badass, bro. It's a Walmart exclusive.
Really?
But yeah, but and it's pretty tough to find.
All right, so I'll look for it.
Yeah, man.
I love Krang. Like, that's like my favorite bad guy in Ninja Turtles. I just like the whole brain thing, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool, man.
But
yeah, that was it. That's all I got this week.
Yeah, I did, like, you know, my toy hunting videos and stuff, and there's shit that I got in there. But I did get the Ichiban Hulk Hogan Target exclusives, and I did an order for pickup because they weren't even out in the store. They were in the back, you know? So, right. And I seen that they were in stock, and you can order them online for pickup. So I did that. And I did it for Yokozuna too, and so I got Yokozuna, not the Chase. I only wanted the normal one. I don't want the fucking Chase. I don't remember him ever wearing that. I'm sure he did, but I'm used to like the black and red Yokozuna, you know. And it's a great figure. His arms are a little skinny for me, but it works. You just put the coat on him. But yeah, the Hulk Hogan, I got the Chase, and I really like this Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan was a beast when he was in fucking Japan, dude. Yeah, like even the match with what's his name? That the main like Japanese dude who fought Ric Flair and all that stuff. Hogan, like they pulled a huge workout there, and Hogan like knocked him out, and he had to be carried away on a stretcher. He didn't even tell, like, this is all work. He didn't even tell Hulk Hogan he was doing this. And this dude is highly respected. I forget his name. Sorry, you know, I should say it right now, but yeah, he was like mafioso fucking king, like, of everything. People respected this guy, and like that's why they clap every time he does anything, you know. I mean,
right.
Japanese people clap for us, like that's what they do. But yeah, Hogan didn't know that this was gonna happen, that he was gonna put Hogan over like that.
Damn.
You know, and it's almost like an insult to Hogan. Although Hogan, you know, with all his lies, he says he wrestles like, you know, 400 days a year because he travels to Japan so much, so he time travels.
Right.
And he's not fucking joking. He thinks.
No, you mean you actually can, in like a sense, go into the future and shit.
Right. No, he believes he time traveled. Look up all the Hulk Hogan lies. All he does is lie. You know, maybe he's been beaten ahead too much, but not really. Watch his matches. He doesn't get beaten ahead. That's not going to work for me, brother. But I did also get the Four Horsemen Mythic Legions. Legions blind box Legis? Pack. Legis Fieldman. Hey, have a seat.
Yeah, that's very anti-delusional.
Anti-delusional, yes. Very much.
Yeah.
Deluvian.
Deluvian, yeah.
Well, I still haven't opened these up yet. I'm going to, and it's going to be a video. So we'll see what I get. I'm sure I'm going to hate everything. Because there's certain ones I want. I don't want all these colorful side characters that just look like shit to me. There's some that I think are cool, so I weighed my options. I'm like, this looks pretty good. My options are pretty good. There's some figures that, because I listened to a different Four Horsemen guy on another podcast who actually is part of them, and he said, like, some of these figures that they had in the warehouse, there was only, like, four. So, four people got them. They remade some of them as Chase, but then there's some figures that are like, yeah, there's like six, there's like 20, there's like, you know, I really want the Egalis one and some of the other ones, but we'll see, man. I'm sure I'm gonna fucking be mad as shit when I get, you know, two Stinkors. But they said no one got doubles of shit unless you ordered, like, you know,
two separate boxes.
No, 20 boxes. You know, you had to order a lot to get doubles because some of them are you know, army builders and shit. So, but if you ordered, like, you know, six, because it's $75 for two figures. If you ordered six of those, they're not going to give you doubles, you know?
Right.
You had to order like 30 boxes and they said people did. So it's damn, like a clever way to clear out your warehouse, you know, if you're just sitting on all these figures.
So how many come in a box? Two?
Yeah, two. So $75 plus $10 shipping, which their shipping is usually outrageous. So flat rate of $10 for two figures, that's a good deal. Because normally, like, even army builders are like $45 sometimes, you know, well, out the door, about $45-$50 for an army builder. So paying $85 for two figures, and you have a chance at uncommons and rares and super rares, I think that's a pretty good, you know, deal. And
how many boxes did you get?
I got one box, but two sets, you know, two $75 sets.
Okay.
They just shipped them all in one box, you know.
All right.
So I forgot my train of thought.
My bad.
This train ain't coming back.
People all over the world join in, start a love train.
Love train. I was thinking of like Train of Consequences by Megadeth. know? Train of Consequences, it ain't ever coming back.
Oh. Hello, I hated Megadeth.
Eat the real me. Yeah, I had to write a letter to him. In seventh grade, you had to write like a celebrity or something like that. And right. So I wrote Dave Mustaine, and I'm like, hey, maybe you can take singing lessons. I don't know why you sound like you smoke 30 cigarettes. I smoke, and I'm only in seventh grade. Yeah, it's something like that, but it's poorly written, and it's hilarious. I still have it somewhere. I got to find it. It'd be hilarious. Thank you, Dave Mustaine.
You're welcome.
All right, let's get to everyone's favorite segment. Coming up, we begin.
You come not with the gang. You come not with the gang. You come not with the gang. You coming 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 not with the gang. Not with the gang. You coming not with the gang. They're coming up with the gang. They're coming up with the gang.
Is what they do worthwhile?
I heard you on Howard Stern.
Come on, man.
And all you did was make up stories.
Come on, man.
It was pretty funny.
Come on, man.
And then Howard just like talked the whole time. Like, well, what if this happened? What would you do? You know,
Well, that's one of my subjects on bullshit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
That's a subject on the chit list,
which is coming up, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, also, if you want to come up the gang, use the, you know, whatever. Don't do it, because nobody fucking uses the hashtag anyways. At least I don't even look for it anymore, so fuck it.
I use the hashtag.
Oh, good for you. I think the hashtag gets you fucking shadow banned and blocked on Instagram. So,
you should stop
probably
that,
not
then.
Use it. Yeah, don't use it. Use, like, hashtag dixflaps, D-I-X-F-L-A-P.
Oh, I use It's Okay to Be a Poser.
Yeah, you can use that too. That's highly posables too, hashtags. And they're very good because they will comment on your shit.
They will. Yeah, they will.
We barely do those shows, so yeah, fuck it. Use their shit. Don't use ours because you'll get banned and you'll be gone from Facebook or Instagram, and you'll be antediluvian.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. But, yeah, you can go to hoodcastaf.com, and there's a merch button. You can get shirts like the so popular, super cool shirt of a figure photography that I did myself, but it's really good, and it's of Harlem Heat. Remember that? And then they go, Hulk Hogan, we coming for you!
Yep.
But instead, it says figure, and there's a thought, the speech bubble. It's a great shirt. Everyone loves it. Get it. It's there. And also, on hoodcastaf.com, there's a button right on the side that follows you no matter where you go. On the right-hand side of the screen, it says voice message. Leave us a voice message. It doesn't matter what. You can just say, hey, what's up? We're going to shit talk whatever you do, okay? You know, anything. You can play a character, ask a question, do something. Man, we need more call-ins than from Toy Art, okay? I'm just being serious right now. But, no, Toy Art is always welcome. This dude's been keeping this bit going forever.
Well, the reason we don't get no call-ins is because all our roster of callers have blossomed into these great shows on their own.
They're welcome. You know,
we don't get none of them fools calling in anymore.
Those motherfuckers, even though they're cool, are welcome.
Yeah.
Pardon my French, but fuck. Fuck, I mean, just call in.
Yeah, every what once the in fuck? While.
Come on. No, Lulu?
Don't forget for where you came from, you know what I'm saying?
Right, because...
Don't get all bougie on us.
Because I don't forget. I'm like an elephant, I guess. I'm getting that big. Nah. All right, so we got a call, and we haven't heard from him in a while. It's your old buddy Bingo. Bingo the clown, man. And yeah, there's like Mob Boss. I know he's a Patreon subscriber. He loves Bingo and he listens a lot. And he told me like he wants the Bingo figure that I made and everything. I've only made one and it's
cool.
Not that it's a difficult process. It takes a lot to make him because I have to buy certain things and, you know, it has to be the right face and everything. And I know Toy Art probably plans on making one too, but I think I'm not going to sell this Bingo. Eventually, I will just give it to Toy Art because he's done so much for us. You know, when that will be, I don't know. I still want to shoot some more shit whenever I get around to it, and I probably won't. I'll probably just send it to old Toy Art, who is Bingo, breaking the fourth meal here. Yeah. Let's get to Bingo.
I cannot control my Bingo!
Hey, Bingo.
Yeah, Bingo's been busy there lately. I'm looking for a new job. Because the birthday clown gig ain't really paying so much anymore. Susan's little Bingo burned a lot of bridges. All right. There's a lot of angry dads out there. Not means no repeat business.
Blame it on COVID.
From the fathers, anyways. Bingo! But anyways, do you guys know why mermaids wear seashells?
Who?
Because they outgrew their bee shells. Bingo! They outgrew their bee shells. Do you fellas know what my life is like? Toilet paper?
No.
Because you're either on a roll or you're taking shit from somebody.
Bingo!
Usually I'm the shit taking receiving part of that one right there. I don't know what on a roll means.
The timely thing.
Fellas, do you know what one booby said to the other booby?
This is an antediluvian joke.
Is that we better get some support or people are going to start to think we're nuts. Bingo!
I quit!
Oh, boy. All right, fellas. Oh, Bingo, I'm going to get back to fucking the combination of Craigslist and Tinder. I'll see you later.
Hi, later,
Bingo! Bingo out.
I always love hearing from Bingo. He's always welcome. But he's always also drunk, you know? And so that's why I get along with him a lot, you know? I'm much better drunk than I am sober, I think. You know, like, as you know, friendship value, maybe. Maybe that's a bad thing, right? No, right. But I know when to stop sometimes. Exactly. I don't know. I don't want to discuss this. Yeah. Oh, what? Like I'm supposed to carry the show?
Well, fuck, dude. I thought you were going to say like something diluvious or some shit.
Diluvious? I don't even know what diluvious is.
That word we're using.
Oh, my God, dude. You know what? You pissed me the fuck off. So you just...
Anti-diluviousness.
That's definitely it, right? That's definitely it.
Diluvial.
Dude, you are so anti-diluvial right now. You just made my shit list.
Yeah.
Me.
When he gets mad, he gets pissed.
Shit list.
He grabs his pen and he writes out a list.
Shit list.
Of all the assholes that won't be missed.
Shit list.
You've made Cobra's shit list.
That's my buddy, John Connor. Who did all the backup vocals? Edward Furlong, he helped me out.
Yeah,
I asked him, like, "Hey, man,
you know, I need a
really whiny voice to do these backup vocals." And he's like, "I'm there, bro. I'm there, bro. How much drugs you got?" And I go, "I don't have any, but I live in like Vallejo. We can just
just around the corner, dude.
Right, easy."
I gotta give it to you when no Diddy.
Okay.
When I first heard that
none taken, okay.
Yeah. When I first heard that intro, I was kind of like, "Yeah, it sucks," but it's definitely grown on me. No Diddy, and
none taken.
I like it a lot. Yeah.
It's look, it becomes an earworm.
Yeah,
that's the whole point of like kind of radio shows like morning zoos and shit like that. And you say the same things over and over again here and there to make them earworms and people listen. But then you also have to be funny and have, you know, shrevident stuff. Jokes.
Yeah. Stuff. The only earworm I ever had was when I was at Diddy's house.
You never had ear sex with Diddy?
No Diddy.
No. Well, so he wasn't there.
I couldn't see because the room was so black and all I saw was teeth.
So this wasn't the white party. I'm sorry to step on your joke, but yes. how much Diddy did Diddy do if Diddy didn't do Diddy?
Diddly.
Where's the fucking bell, man? I need that bell back. Dude, the bell is
come
old school.
Come on, man. I haven't had the bell.
Yeah! I missed the bell sound. Yes! Now we're back in action. The bell, like, also got terminated with Mike TV, probably. I don't know. It's back now. So, never say never. The bell is back.
Yes. Ring-a-ding-ding.
Can't you shut up?
All right, so you touched on it earlier. No Diddy. And
none taken.
All right. What's bullshit and what's on my shit list is this guy, Howard Stern, was such a genius and just he was such a badass. He always made me laugh. I always wanted to hear what was coming out of his mouth. I always liked all the characters, blah, blah, blah. And just for him to be such a fucking pussy nowadays is amazing to me. How I get it. People grow older and they mature. And I'm half the lion I used to be myself. But like I can't believe that he just totally ignored all this weird, like, I don't know where I am, delusional shit that comes out of Brandon's mouth.
He took the company line.
Yeah, and then he just interviews him like he's the greatest president of all time.
Right. It's bullshit.
It was bullshit, dude.
It's the chit list. Yeah, and like, dude, he didn't even have any jokes like, you know, like a knock at the door and then some character comes in.
Yeah, or anything. Like he didn't bring in the Donald Trump impersonator for a laugh or anything.
Come on.
Just for a laugh, you know what I mean?
No, because, look, the handlers of Mr. let's go Joe Biden. Like,
if that was even Brandon, bro, said, have like, you seen those new face mask people be putting on?
No, I haven't.
That wasn't Brandon, bro. That guy can't even stay awake for 20 minutes.
Dude, and he can't battle anyone. He can't come up with jokes or nothing. Like, look, I get it. He's an old man. Whatever. This is not the person we need. And I'm not getting into politics here, but still, right. Howard Stern, we know he's whitewashed now and like he's trying to forgive his past and like still make money. But this shit is not funny at all. And it's not even interesting. You know? Like, it is interesting that he got, like, you know, the president on. He's never had a president on. You know, pre-presidents, maybe, but not a president while they're serving. No. And we know this is a ploy just to get viewer or listeners to vote for him. And, like, dude, Howard's listeners are old as fuck now. There's no young listeners. None.
No.
Howard's losing a lot of his listeners, not from that interview, just from him not being funny. All he does is like, okay, I got nothing. How about I got a call from my mom the other day. And she's like, Howard, what are you doing? What, mom? Yeah. What are you doing? I don't know. Like, that's all he does. All he fucking.
Because I had like this little special where I had, I think it was 60 days I had Sirius in the car. And I was listening to Stern Show, and it was all right, but I was like...
It's not good anymore, dude.
First of all, he was on fucking vacation for like a month, so one half of it was all reruns, which was the good stuff, rerun no Artie shit. And then he comes back, and it's... You're right. It's just... Yeah, I gotta have my mom call.
All the good reruns, they're on YouTube. Dude, people stream them. They get taken down, but like they keep putting them back up.
The Beetlejuice stuff and all the like all the Elliot Offen stuff and all that good shit. Like the contest where they would make the they'd make the father see the daughter naked for like breast implants for the daughter and all that crazy shit that would be on the E Channel. That was fucking. At one time, he had that one doctor that was. Like, he was doing all the contests, and it was for chicks to come in, and then they get new boobs.
Yeah.
So, it was awesome.
Let me see those. Bro. Let me see those.
Especially when he started at Sirius, he had the Howard on Demand, and they were playing all the old shit uncensored. All the Sibian rides and all that good shit,
dude,
bro.
And
that's bullshit.
The quote-unquote scientist who invented the Sibian was just some weird old man, and he had to show the girl how to do that. And he goes but normally, like I would hold you to so you stay on it, and like he had to. This creepy old dude who was like Joe Biden's age had to hold this girl.
I remember,
the Sibian. Dude, that was so creepy, but it was such good radio, man. Like it was,
It was entertaining. He was like, "Get the poison out." Wasn't he saying that? Yeah, that's it. Get the poison out.
No.
Yeah. So that's bullshit. That's gone, bro. It's bullshit that he cut his nuts off and he'll defend himself like I'm getting older, blah blah blah. But it sucks. It's bullshit.
There's certain people that he like. Look, he apologizes to like what's that dead comedian dude, the Miss Doubtfire dude, whatever his fucking name is.
Who? Oh, Robin Williams.
Robin Williams. He like because. Robin Williams was on a show once, and like he was an asshole to him, like really a big asshole.
Yeah, I know, I remember that.
And he still talks about it to this day, and he's sorry about it. But there's a lot of other people that he won't talk about because Howard is such a fucking dickhead. And no, he won't put himself like in the fire of all these other people. You know, he'll say
he wants a lot of good celebrity guests.
I made a lot of fun of Rosie O'Donnell, but I would have Rosie O'Donnell on. I would have Cher on. I would have all these people that. You know, he made fun of like the chick from Friends, Rachel from Friends, so much, even about her nipples. But now he's like best friends with her and vacations with her and her fucking boyfriend or whatever, you know, with fucking Jimbo Kimble.
Yeah. So after the 60 days, I didn't sign up for it.
I'm about to cancel mine. But like there's all those good like hip hop talk shows that they are you and stuff, you know, those are kind of good, but you can get like all that shit news from like TMZ or whatever,
YouTube.
YouTube.
So I got another thing on my shit list, man. And This is like a personal thing.
Okay.
Bullshit is, I forget the actual term they're called, real estate investment corporation. Investment corporation. I forgot the actual term. But I was doing a little research before I came on. I already forgot because I got a, you know, a fucked up memory. I got the can't remember shit.
CRS, man. So does,
yeah,
so
I got the CRS. Mr. Biden. Bad, bad. But I want to call bullshit on the owners that own Oak Grove Plaza in Concord on Treat Boulevard in Oak Grove, where Flying Colors has been for the last 30 plus years. And
this is the comic book store that invented Free Comic Book Day. You just did an interview with the owner on your show, The Weekly Habit, which is on Wednesday.
Yes, I had to, And so they're no longer going to be there on after January because I don't want to put the gentleman's business out there because he really didn't want to talk too deep about it with me, but he gave me some insight. And it's basically the owners of that plaza. They want him to invest a lot of money, man, on a lease.
Because he's the only business that's been there. But they got Trader Joe's right there.
They got, and they have Baskin Robbins that's been there for a long time.
Right. Baskin Robbins has been there as long as he has.
Yeah, and then there's a bar there, the Captain's Chest and whatever. That's been there for a long time.
Not that long.
And, well, it's been there for at least 20 years, bro, because I used to fucking...
Yeah, but not as long as Flying Colors. Dude, I used to live down the street from Flying Colors and be there, like, every day after school and shit.
It's been there for a long time, bro. Some of my homies,
like, from high school still fucking work there because they want free comics.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, that place is basically... I mean, come on, it's a mom-and-pop comic book shop. Nobody really but the hardcore figgies is buying actual copies of comics nowadays. So he ain't making millions of dollars slanging books.
No, not now.
And these people, he basically said he couldn't afford it to these group. And they go, okay. And within a short amount of period, boom. Okay, no problem. And they already got the place rented out. Some other people. Yeah. Wow. January. He's got to be out of there on January, dude. And that's bullshit. I mean,
that's such. So they want him.
I can't wait to see what is so fucking important. Who's the dickhead who's going to come up with this amount of money to do what Joe doesn't want to do? I mean, I don't understand what shop's going to make this amount of money.
So
that they
let me tell you what's happening. The whole property, is being sold to a bigger conglomerate, like Walmart or something like that, or a placement company that is going to fix up that whole area, which it was fine. Dude, they had the whole wood thing going and stuff. Just like down the block on the end of Treat Boulevard, there's that whole wood Safeway and shit. Everything looks wood and nice, you know, and whatever. They're going to make it look like cookie cutter every fucking else, you know, and then they're going to bring in a fucking Dollar General and all this other shit, you know, or something like that. Dude, they're going to fuck it up.
Yeah. And morally. This is the beginning.
They don't want people making money for themselves. It has to be like some sort of big organization like Trader Joe's, which is already there.
I want to give a big fuck you, Ken Mark Real Estate Group. Motherfuck you.
They probably just bought the area.
They own that spot. That's
how
that's
long does it say how long they've owned it?
It doesn't say how long. It just tells, it's just their website and it has.
Well, I bet they just bought it like within the last like year or two. They probably bought it during COVID. Who knows? You know, and then now they're planning, once they got their money back, they want to you know,
they're trying to squeeze good old Fly Code Joe. Fuck those assholes.
Dude,
more subject.
There's going to be no comic shops. There's going to be no toy shops. Because all the areas are going to be industrialized and shit like that.
They're going to be Starbucks / KFCs.
Everywhere. you know what I mean? They need to put in a fucking... what's the new fucking cold drink place? My fig wife loves it, and I fucking hate it. Dutch Bros or something like that. Dutch Bros is taking over out here, man.
Right.
Starbucks just reported they lost like a lot of money, And I'm saying it's because of Dutch Bros, dude. Like, they're killing it with their cold drinks. Like, and then, like, they, you have to, like, sit in line and shit like that, and they'll talk to you and stuff.
It's just
like,
something new, so people are jumping on it, right?
Like, fuck that. Your shitty sugary drink. Even McDonald's is jumping on this bandwagon of cold sugary drinks. They're going to have a restaurant called, like, Mick Space Flurries or something like that. And they use, like, an old character. It's some weird looking yellow thing, but it's an old character from the 70s, like a McDonald's, and it's called like Mixed Base something, and it's all a bunch of cold drinks.
Starbucks is so anti-deflusional.
That's it. That's it. Anti-diluvian. Diluvian. Yes. Anti-diluvian. Yes.
Anti-diluvian.
So anti-diluvian. Yes.
So one last thing I want to say is fuck county hospital doctors who don't give a guy a chance. They look at your medical history and they go, okay, they call you and they go, yeah, dude, you got two major tears and you're going to need surgery. And then you go, yeah, bro, I've been trying to tell you that since earlier last month. And then I ask you for some painkillers because I can't do it. The pain is getting harder and harder to do.
Is it though?
And I just need something for that night when I could try to sleep. You know
I
what I'm get saying?
That. I say that too, but like it doesn't ever work.
They go, well, that painkiller shit is anti-deflusional because it says here you like to have a few anti-delusionals. and so it's not good for guys who drink a lot. And why don't you take this? And I'm like, I'm already taking it. It doesn't work. Well, you should try this. I'm already taking it. It doesn't work. Well, we'll see how we'll go from the appointment. Well, the appointment ain't till 3 weeks. So you're saying I got to deal with more pain for 3 weeks and then you'll see
if
you'll tell me no again. Then you'll tell me no again. Okay, thanks a lot, guy. Thanks for calling me. Bye. Yeah, that's bullshit. County hospital doctors. If I had that good insurance, they wouldn't give a fuck, bro. They'd hand me 100 fucking bunch of Vicodins.
You get what you pay for. Look, even for my insurance, like if I say, like, yeah, I can't sleep.
Those doctors don't give a shit.
My pain is a 10. They don't give me any barbiturates, and I of course I want them. But I don't, you know, I'm not a pill guy.
You don't want barbiturates. I just want something to help me. Something that I can maybe help me sleep overnight. Like maybe you ain't got to give me Norcos or whatever it is. Just give me some, like, sleeping aid or something, bro. Like,
I get it.
The problem I'm having is the worst time is trying to sleep.
Have you tried over-the-counter
ass chair,
have
bro.
You tried melatonin?
I can't even lay in bed, dog.
Have you tried, like, the herbal shit, like melatonin and all that crap?
Oh, I'm trying herbal shit right now.
Okay. Well, shit. Great episode. Check out the YouTube. Join the Patreon, man, because you're missing out if you're not on the Patreon. A lot of bonus episodes, after shows. After every show, we continue, man. The party fucking continues, and it gets worse, but better, you know, and also funnier. But
worse, but better.
Get this. Yeah, if you didn't listen to, like, the after show from last week, after show 200 with Steve Z, he knows what I'm talking about with the glory hole and who's on the other side.
And you were like,
and I'm looking at you, Tom Larkin.
I don't know if this is a real story, but I guess there was a chick that was drunk at one of those spots and she went to a glory hole with all her homegirls, like as a joke, you know, the girls' night out.
Yeah.
And they went to a glory hole and then they pumped her up and she went and she sucked off the cock. And I guess there was like this two-way mirror, and if you wanted to, you can beat the button, and then both sides agree.
Dude.
And the thing comes down, and the guy she was sucking off was El Padre, her own father.
So that's an urban legend. It's been told so many different ways. Yeah, it's an urban legend, man.
I swear.
Yeah, it's an urban legend. Like, they've even faked it on porns. Yeah. It's just an urban legend, like, that's been told. I'm sure it probably stems from a real story, but no one can find the real story. Look, I mean, you can go on YouTube and watch a lot of Wang videos. I'm talking about Wang, the Asian dude who like finds mysteries out and searches the internet. I'm not talking about like looking at
Wang videos, bro.
Wang videos. No, he's just Asian metal dude.
No doubt, bro.
Asian Wang.
Yeah.
Asian Wang videos.
Short video, I guess.
Search Asian Wang videos.
Yeah. Because the mannequin penis is so big.
Look, if you want more of this, join the Patreon.
Yeah.
It's only $3 a month. It's cheaper than your shittiest Dutch Bros sugary fuck nut
bullshit
drink.
Yeah. Because we don't say goodbye.
We say
good journey.
Hey man, do you live? Hand it arms. Don't say goodbye. Say good journey.
There's an old attorney saying, live the journey. For every destiny is but a doorway to another. Good journey.
Good journey.